Let's read together Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 through 5. In this first section of the final chapter of Galatians, believers are exhorted to bear one another's burdens and at the same time bear their own burdens. Galatians chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For each one shall bear his own load. Let's begin our study of this chapter with some background notes. In Galatians chapter 5, we were exhorted to stand fast in the liberty by which Christ has made us free. Galatians 5, 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. What a blessing it is to know that we are not saved by works, and we are not sanctified or made spiritual by works. Good works do have a place in the Christian life, but not as a means of salvation or sanctification. They are the result of salvation and sanctification. You know, we often quote Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, and rightly so, to show that it is faith and not works that God is looking for. But we should also quote verse 10, Ephesians 2:10, to show where works do come in the Christian life. Ephesians 2:8-9, well-known verses. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. And now verse 10, Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So good works do have a place in the Christian life, but not as a means of salvation or as a means of sanctification, but as service. And God has already prepared areas of service where we can serve him with good works. God does have a plan for your life. Let me ask you, are you involved in the good works of service that God has prepared for you? Now you say you don't know what they are. Well, suggestion. Just jump in and get involved in the needs around you, and you'll find the area of service God has chosen for you. The rest of the body of Christ will let you know where you fit in, and by the way, where you don't fit in. The body has a great way of giving itself feedback. We also saw in chapter 5 that we are not to let our Christian liberty in Christ be used as a license to sin. We are free to serve, not to sin. Galatians 5:13. For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. We've seen that the way to deal with sin in our lives is to walk in the Spirit. The more we are in fellowship with the Lord, the less we will be involved in sin. Now, when you're walking in or by the Spirit, how do you treat fellow believers? The last verse of chapter 5 tells us how we will not treat each other if we are walking in the Spirit. Galatians 5:26, let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. We will not be provoking one another and envying one another. So, for example, if I see some fellow believer with great musical talent that I don't have, but have always wanted, and I'm jealous, I am not walking in the Spirit. Did you know that I took piano lessons for 4 years, and I still can't play a single song? I'm serious. Now in chapter 6, we see how we will treat other believers if we're walking in the Spirit. That brings us then to our doctrinal teaching points for this first portion of Galatians chapter 6. So doctrinal or teaching point number 1, believers should bear one another's burdens. believers should bear one another's burdens. If we are walking in the Spirit, we will bear one another's burdens. Verse 2, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Now the word burdens here can refer to failures, temptations, testings, trials, load of sorrows or suffering, as well as workloads. Now let me ask you, what do you do if you see a fellow believer struggling under one of these heavy burdens? Do you run the other way? Do you offer advice but offer no help? Or do you do what you can to help share that load? Illustration. Recently, some of you had the opportunity to help at Vacation Bible Schools. Now, that can be quite a burden if only a few people have to carry the whole load, right? I trust that many of you pitched in and helped bear that burden. If so, you have fulfilled the law of Christ. Verse 2 once again, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. The law of Christ is all the commands of our Lord Jesus found in the New Testament. And it could be summed up under the new commandment that you love one another. John 15:12. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. John 15:12. Look also at Galatians 5:14. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Now in verse 1, here in chapter 6, we have the example of helping to bear the burden of someone who has failed because of sin. Let's read that verse. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. So here in verse 1 of chapter 6, we have the example of helping to bear the burden of someone who has failed because of sin. What do you do when a brother or sister fails because of sin? Do you write them off? Do you say it serves them right? Do you gloat over their failure? Or do you go to them and try to restore them? Yes, there must be discipline and repentance. But those who are spiritual should aim to restore that person with gentleness. Remember, gentleness is the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Illustration. You know, as a teacher at a Bible college, I use the honor system. Occasionally, a student will come to me and confess that he or she has cheated. Now, my responsibility is not only to discipline, but also to restore in a spirit of gentleness. Even write pastoral letters to them if the student has to be suspended. Those who are spiritual, here in verse 1, are not just the church leaders, but anyone who's walking with the Lord and cares and doesn't have a separate agenda. Helping to restore a believer who has failed is a great ministry. The restoration process in the area of failure should always include accountability in some way. Sometimes believers fall back and commit the same sin over and over again because there has been no restoration process with accountability. Believers should bear one another's burdens. Doctrine point number 2. Believers shall bear their own burdens. Believers shall bear their own burdens. Verse 5. For each one shall bear his own load. Now this verse almost sounds like a contradiction to verse 2, doesn't it? In fact, some translations use the same word, burden, in both of these verses. Verse 2, bear one another's burdens. And verse 5, for each one shall bear his own burden. So, is this a contradiction? No, there's no contradiction here because two different Greek words are used for burden in these verses. The word in verse 2 is for a more heavy, crushing load. whereas the word in verse 5 is for a light load. The word in verse 5 is the word that is used in Matthew 11, verse 30, when the Lord said that his yoke was easy and his burden was light. That's the word that's used in verse 5. Notice that the verb tense of verse 5 here, the verb tense is future, shall bear. For each one shall bear his own load. The point is that we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ in the future and have our lives examined as to how we carried our load of responsibilities. 2 Corinthians 5:10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. This is addressed to believers. At the judgment seat of Christ, we will not be able to compare ourselves to others who have failed, as verse 4 here indicates. No, we will be examined individually for how we carried the light load of responsibilities that the Lord gave us. Verse 4 once again, but let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. And at the judgment seat of Christ, we will have no excuse that we didn't have the strength or enabling power to do what God had called us to do, to carry our light load of responsibilities, because we do have the strength and enabling power of the Holy Spirit to bear whatever light load of responsibility the Lord gives us to bear. As we examine our service now, and we should, as verse 4 says, we should do so in light of the coming judgment seat of Christ, not by comparing ourselves to others. Believers shall bear their own burdens. What about practical application from this first portion of Galatians chapter 6? Don't think you're something when you're nothing. Don't think you're something when you're nothing. Verses 2 and 3 once again. Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. You know, some Christians think that they are so important that it is beneath their dignity to help bear the burdens of other believers. They're deceiving themselves because in reference to the divine norm, they are nothing. 1 Corinthians 4:7 says, and what do you have that you did not receive? Now, if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it? Everything we are and have is by God's grace. Now, there are other Christians who think they are so spiritual that they will never fail and that they will never need help from other believers. They also deceive themselves and forget that they are but dust. God humbles us with the need of help from fellow believers. And in reference to failure because of sin, let us never forget the truth that there but for the grace of God go I. Don't think you're something when you're nothing.